Hey guys, it is Friday and we're diving into Luke chapter 9 today. Wow, there's a lot in Luke chapter 9. We're going to jump right into the middle of Luke chapter 9 in the event called the Transfiguration. Now, we find the Transfiguration in other Gospels too in different details, but basically Jesus, let me just read it to you, starting in the 28th verse. About 8 days after Jesus said this, and this was this meaning Jesus predicting his death, he took Peter, John, and James, those are his three best friends, right? His inner circle, took him with him and went up on a mountainside to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah. Now those are, if you're not real familiar with their Bible, they're two very important people in the Old Testament. Moses, who led God's people out of slavery in Egypt back to the Promised Land, which is Israel, and Elijah, who was one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. They appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. Could you imagine what this would be like for the disciples to witness this? They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to them, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. So Peter is in such disbelief of what he is experiencing that he says, "Hey, let's just put up some tents." Isn't that kind of a strange thing for Peter to say? While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud. This is God's voice saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. You know, if you look back at Matthew, you see that Jesus gave them explicit directions not to say anything. But something really interesting here to me is that Moses and Elijah and Jesus were speaking about Jesus's departure. So Jesus had just predicted his death to his disciples, and now these three disciples get the awesome opportunity to be in the presence of Jesus and Moses and Elijah and God. And notice that this is similar to, if you know your Old Testament, this is really similar to when Moses went up on Mount Sinai when he got the Ten Commandments in Exodus. And there was the cloud, the light, and the presence of God's voice. So neat similarity there. But I want you to notice that God echoes his words very similar to the words when Jesus was baptized with John the Baptist. Remember, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And here God says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." So this is God's voice speaking to Peter, James, and John. They were talking about Jesus leaving, and isn't it ironic that a very short time later, Peter, even after experiencing this, no doubt about it who Jesus is, he still denied Jesus 3 times before the rooster crowed. I think that these words are words we need to remember, because I think for many of us, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real, that his son is Jesus, and he died for us. And sometimes I just need to remind myself that this is God's son whom God is well pleased with, and I just need to listen to him. Is there an area of your life that you just need to listen to him in today? I know there is for me. So let's not make excuses. Let's really try to be righteous, to be upright, to be holy every day a little bit more than the day before. Enjoy your reading today, and I'll be back with you again on Monday.